The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
In America, can a guy from anywhere go to sleep a pauper and wake up a millionaire? Oh, only in America, oh, can a kid without a cent, oh, get a break and maybe grow up to be president. Only in America, land of opportunity, yeah, would a classy girl like you fall for a poor boy like me. Only in America, can a kid who's washing cars take a giant step and reach right up and talk.
The legendary Jay Black, Jay and the Americans right there, only in America. Boy, is that pretty much says it right there. You know what I'm doing for, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but I'm trying to do that song. I want to do that song, The House I Live In, Frank Sinatra's song, you know, because I just revisited because I remember our buddy on the show, Matthew Mari. Frankie, your buddy, you know, that you brought to the station. Matt's a great guy. He had a friend on that Media Research Center cruise. I told you that. And he said, you should do The House I Live In. And I listened to the words. As I listened to Jay Black sing that only in America, you know, how much you appreciate this great country. That's what that song's about. And that's what The House I Live In. I'm trying to put that into the show, you know, into my act, as it were, because it's something that really people appreciate. People still appreciate it. When Madison, Jesse Otto, and I went with my buddy Joey Falco and Kat, and we went to Madison, New Jersey, you know. I mean, it was so – every time I go out and I see how great you are, when I meet you, you're such a good person. You're a patriot. You love this country. But then you watch the news and you go, what country is that? What country? And I think the news just puts it out there just to divide us, really, so they could just get more clicks. People go online. Who can get angry? And why is there such anger online? I don't understand it, because this is the greatest country in the world. You got a president who believes in this country, who believes in law enforcement, who believes in the military. When the president says, I'm pulling out of northern Syria, and somebody like me, who is a student of the Second World War and knows the power of the military and how it could really shape in a good way the world, you question what the president's doing. And then the president explains to the country, I can't bring any more bodies home from Syria. I can't do that. The president says that as he campaigned about. You have to respect that. You have to say, wow, look at this guy. Not throw around words like impeachment for no reason. Like we're dumb. Like we're going to go. And I hate to say it. People follow hook, line, and sinker. They go, oh, impeachment. Oh, yes, impeachment. Yes, impeachment. They say that word one more time. And it's an advertising campaign. That's all that is. It's the impeachment advertising campaign on behalf of the progressive socialists of the country. And this, oh, I was thinking about this too. Forgive me, I get all fired up when I read about this stuff, and we're going to get into everything this morning. But it's like, once the progressive socialists and the communists who are trying to take over the country, particularly the socialists, and this is the big money, ultra-elite, pseudo-intellectual liberals that think they know everything. This is who's trying to take over the country. Sure, you want to go ahead, take over the country. You're going to take over the country. Listen, we're only 243 years old. That's a very, very young country. If they come in, so then our country, let's say the president doesn't win, Congress, Senate, it's all Democratic. You don't, and you know, how long do you think we would lose everything that my father fought for in the Second World War? How long? What, 6 months, a year, 2 years, maybe? Maybe. They will come in. And you want to know what's ironic about it? All those people that say we should all vote Democrat, we should all vote progressive socialist, we should, you know what will happen? They're going to be out of jobs. They're going to be, there'll be two things that are going to happen. The Chinese are going to take over indeed, and or you're going to have religious fanatics taking over the country. And you know what's going to happen to all the people that tell us how to vote and tell us that we're racist and tell us what's wrong with the country and everybody who doesn't belong in the country? You know what they're going to be? They're going to be, they'll be killed or they'll be in jail. I'm telling you, they don't even understand what they're doing. What is the end game? The end game, with the end, and the end game for them is power and control. But once you put the wrong people in, and it could happen like that. It could happen so quickly, we'll lose the country. It is so important to stay focused. Look, you think, look, between you and I need to be on the radio every morning this early. I got to wake up this early. I'm an entertainer. I'm an entertainer. You know what the lifestyle of an entertainer, it's very tough when you're, if you gotta work and you gotta travel and yet, but that's what I do. I will go out and I'll sweat on stage. I'm in the blue collar show business. I ain't no big movie star, no television star. I'm in the blue collar. I sweat when I'm on stage. And as soon as I step off stage, I gotta do it all over again. And you know what? I gotta be better than I was the last time I was on stage, the way Rodney used to say. As soon as you step off that stage, you gotta go back, do it all over again. That must be some kind of mental, something wrong with me to be have to do that. But that's what I do. But I feel a responsibility and a respect to come behind this microphone every morning on the flagship station of a stellar media company like Salem Media, who believes in God. Oh, can I say that on the air? Can I say who believes in the United States of America? And yet I feel like it's a responsibility. We'll joke and we'll kid around. But, I mean, we are it's tenuous right now. We got to stick together on this. We are in this together to save our country. You let these other folks that come in, and there's not Democrats anymore. Because I have respect for the Democrats. You know, I was a blue dog Democrat most of my life. They're not Democrats anymore. They're socialist progressives that want to take down the country. You know, and then now the president. How do you not appreciate a man who's going right in to the most liberal, you know, socialist? He's going to Minnesota, man. He's going to Minnesota. The guts in the sky to go to Minneapolis. Ow! And Mike Lindell's going to be there, the first one to greet him when he gets off the plane. It's going to be great. He's going there. And oh, we don't want. And then Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman from Minnesota, who hates this country, in my opinion, who's anti-Semitic and anti-American, she starts criticizing that the president's going to her state, and you and I are going, excuse me, aren't you the one that like hates Jewish people? Aren't you the one that hates America? Don't you get the one that says everything bad about America? And you want to hand this country over to somebody like that? Yeah. That'll work out well. So God bless the president and Godspeed, Mr. President, going into Minnesota and everything. We got to stay vigilant, my friend. We got to stay vigilant. I'm going to go to the guys, but I promised I'd go to the calls. Let me go to Joe. He's been holding. Joe from the Bronx in New York. Good morning, Joe. What's on your mind this morning? Thank you for calling.
Hey, good morning. Just wanted to call to remind the audience that when you think about illegal immigration, you know, most people think about, like, you know, I don't know, like agricultural workers or people out in the fields or people working in some, you know, low-wage, low-skill occupation. You know, it's not just immigration at the low end in terms of economics. It's also, you should also be concerned about immigration at the high end, the high-skill end of the spectrum. And I'm talking about H-1B visas. You know, the H-1B visas that you have in places like the tech sector, you know, very sensitive industries like aeronautics, semiconductors. Yeah. You know, many of the people who work in those industries are dual citizens. And, you know, the technology that they actually acquire when they're working in those industries, you know, they don't keep it to themselves. In many cases, they pass it on to second countries, like let's say India or even China.
Yep.
And, you know, it's a situation that reminds me of prior to the Second World War, before the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. You know, basically a lot of their citizens were actually students in American universities working in American industry. And, you know, they passed on that hard-won knowledge to their military-industrial complex.
Great.
And
that's
the same thing. The same thing is happening today to a very large extent.
Joe, right on the money. Great phone call. And right on, you have to be careful on that. That's exactly right. And you don't even know it. That's why I have to tell you this, too. And hold the calls. I'm going to the calls. 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. What the president has done and what you don't hear about is that the president now is taking away communist control of the Los Angeles port. And correct me if I'm wrong, a lot, because the Chinese are coming over and they're trying to take over the ports, you know. They will be handed over control of the ports. And the president has stop that. You don't hear a word. I knew. How did I find out about that? Because Maria Bartiromo, and she's on as when we're on, so we invite you to listen to us, to watch Maria Mornings with Maria on Fox Business, which is the show of my dear friend Maria Bartiromo. She tweeted that out yesterday, and I'm going like, wow, why didn't we hear about that? You know what Maria said? This is vital and very important. God bless her. That's exactly right. The president's worried about, and what you're talking about, he's aware of all this. Because if Joe Biden doesn't care, and by the way, what Joe Biden did, you know, with Hunter, it's not illegal. It's not illegal. And there's part of me about Joe Biden, that you know, how he was with Bo, his how he was, took care of his boys. Remember when his first wife died in that car crash? You know, that likes he takes care of his kids. But I mean, when it says blatant, it's going to the Ukraine and saying, fire that guy because he's going to find out about Burisma. He's going to find out about the company that my kid knows nothing about and give my kid. And it's not $50,000, by the way. I heard Jesse Waters on The Five say it was more like, you know, $120,000 a month. It's not illegal, but it is so inappropriate and wrong. Everybody, particularly the Democrats, should be up in arms. Oh, my Lord. And they're going after the president with the impeachment. Where the impeachment, where it stopped. Let me go to Leonardo in the great town of Newark, New Jersey, baby. Hey, Leonardo, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, Joseph. Thank you for taking my call. I got to say, sir, there's so much love between you guys and Debbie and Joe and Frank and Al. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's really great for me and my family in the morning. I just wanted to say that you're quite welcome. I just wanted to say that Francis Albert summed up what you were saying in the song Mrs. Robinson, right, which could be renamed Mrs. Pelosi, where he sang, remember he sang, it's a coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Pelosi.
That's great. I'll have to record that. Leonardo, thank you, man, from the great town of Newark. Thank you for your kind words, too. Yeah, coo-coo-ca-choo, baby. Hey, Charlie Finch, the professor, kind enough to join us. Charlie, good morning. Always nice to hear from you at 7:17 in the morning. What's on your mind, my friend?
Hey, Joe, you know what issue went away? The border, illegal immigration, the wall. Why?
Yeah.
Because President Trump's policies are working. Border crossings are way down. The Mexican military is blocking people coming from Honduras. The president cut a deal with Honduras to stop immigration from those Central American countries. And yet the Pelosi House will not take up the new Canadian-Mexico trade treaty, which we need because thanks to President Trump's booming economy, there are a million high-tech jobs which cannot be filled in this country. And now the Democrats want a recession, and they are the problem. And by the way, Big Al is not on the island. He is the island. And Joe, you're the peninsula. Onward and forward.
Only Charlie can come up with that. Out the peninsula. Yeah. The Piscopo Peninsula. That's what we are. Yeah, I love that. Al is the island. Hey, 7:18 with Joe. Let me go to Paul real quick, Al. I'm sorry. Let me go to Paul. Oh, guys, the calls are pouring in, and we appreciate it. And it's Paulie, we got a couple seconds. What are you thinking, man?
Really quick, with that China situation in the NBA, I think it's time that we listen, you know, like the baseball teams have farms for their baseball players.
Yeah.
And the baseball players only come through on one draft. What's wrong with just setting up 50 teams in 50 states? Stand up for the flag, play for America, stand up for the people in Hong Kong and free them around the world. And I bet you'll have 50 teams in no time, and it'll beat out the NBA, and the NBA can fold. Take their billions of dollars out the door.
All right, Paul, thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Can I correct that? Paul wants to have a minor league for the NBA.
Well,
they have one. It's an NBA developmental league. There's teams that play all over the country that are affiliated with the NBA. It's kind of their minor league system. So
you know what, though? When we come back, Joe Borelli is going to call in, and we're going to chat with Joe. But I want to talk to him about this Chinese situation, because it really, really incenses me when they say the NBA, the tough NBA, they say all the bad things about President Trump. And you know they do. They always do. They always say the worst things about the president. And then you and I said, well, why are they dissing the president? Why are they dissing America? Why are they doing all these things? And then the second China says, don't you dare say anything about Hong Kong. And the NBA is quiet and no one says anything. They're so afraid of it. Oh, my Lord. Even Apple, about an app that was removed from China. And look, this is exactly what will happen if you vote the wrong way. That's exactly what will happen. We'll be in a society like that. Right, Debbie? It's like people don't understand.
It is scary. I'm thinking about the big picture, you know?
Mm. Yeah, it's so true. Hey, Deb, always great to have you with us. And 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. And then we're going to be off. That Italy trip, we're leaving.
Oh,
what's it? Next Friday we're leaving. Week from
next
Friday,
Saturday.
Is that right? Saturday. Oh,
yeah,
boy, this is going to be
wait.
Great.
Oh, it's going to be this so is... much fun. How's your knee? Are you ready to, like, walk all over? Are you ready?
I am already. I tell you what, I have no. By the way, the doc said, we got to go, I know, but I got to tell you, I really messed up the knee. The doctor said, Joe, I went in, yeah.
Really?
He said, that meniscus, he says, it was like, I don't want to gross you out in the morning, but it's like, it just snapped. It snapped and frayed, and he had to clean it all out. Yeah, I didn't even have that kind of pain, but apparently those splits, they'll do it to you every time, Deb.
Yeah, you got to go easy on the splits now. That's all.
Joe, wow. The crowd cheers. I'm on the ground, and they tell, yes, I can do the split. Yeah, little did my knee know. That was the end of that.
And he's like, that's it, Joe.
Yeah, that's it, Ned. I got to slow down. Oh, Deb. Hey, Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads. Joe Borelli coming up. Josh Gottheimer as well, and Greg Jarrett. Sal the Voice, Valentin Eddie's going to join us. But Debbie Duhaime right now on the roads at 721 on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. Just got a tweet earlier from Eric. He's saying that the GWB is just absolutely horrible. So thank you so much, Eric. It looks like about an hour into the upper level, about 45 to the lower. A lot of volume from 46, 4, and from the Palisades Parkway approach, but the heaviest delays from 8095 Express. If you're heading to the inbound Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about 35. A lot of volume over on Tunnelly Ave South, getting down toward the covered roadway. Inbound Holland, that's at least 25 to 30. Staten Island Expressway eastbound, bumper to bumper traffic, getting out toward the Verrazano Bridge. A lot of volume westbound Belt out by Kennedy Airport. And traffic is moving slowly this morning as you take a ride to the LIE westbound, getting out through Casino Boulevard about 5 to 10 in over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And watch out for slowdowns as you head over to the Deegan south of 149th. An accident cleared eastbound Bruckner, just horrible, up by White Plains Road with late running construction. Partly cloudy today, high in the upper 60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Fidelity Investments is eliminating trading commissions for online trades of U.S. stocks. It joins Charles Schwab, TD Ameritrade, and E-Trade Financial. Before today's move, Fidelity charged $4.95 for online trades. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg will answer questions from the House Financial Services Committee on October 23rd. The House panel wants to know about Facebook's plans for its cryptocurrency, Libra. The White House has agreed to special licenses that will allow some U.S. companies to do business with China's Huawei. The cooperation is allowed if it doesn't harm U.S. national security. Stocks closed higher yesterday with optimism about trade talks with China resuming today. The Dow up 181, NASDAQ up 79, S&P added 26. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
You see them all around town. Cintas Trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready
Joe
for the workday.
Joe Piscopo here coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
If you're listening to this radio station right now, chances are you like us. If you like us, then maybe you would fit right in on our team. This is General Sales Manager Laura Schaefer, and the best way to join our team is in sales. We are looking for a few good sellers. We call them media strategists. If you have experience in any form of sales and also understand the digital world, give me a call at 212-857-9639. You'll join a great company with great benefits. You'll be able to tell the story of how you found us and what you think we can do for our new clients. And the best part? You'll be selling something you already like, this radio station. We can teach you anything you don't know, but you already have what we want, a real appreciation of what we do on the air. Call me and send over your resume, 212-857-9639, or Laura, that's L-A-U-R-A, at nycradio.com. Salem is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Joe Borelli coming up momentarily, 877-970-2999, if you want to give us a call. So I want to tell you about Balance of Nature. I've been on the Balance of Nature train, and I love it, and it works so well for me. I feel that it works for me. I am your clinical study, okay, at Balance of Nature. That it's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all it is, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. It doesn't have the synthetics that you get from vitamins. I tell you, I think what's most telling that I could tell you about Balance of Nature, because I love you and I want you to try to go on the Balance of Nature train with us. It's like if you take a regular vitamin, you don't even need it anymore. Your body will adapt. Your body will adapt, and you will not have to take multiple vitamins anymore. That's exactly what I'm doing. I do not take the multiple vitamins. And I used to live for vitamins. I would go in, I'd spend a fortune on these vitamins, you know, and now I don't do it. Your body, Sue told me this, Dr. Douglas Howard's wife, she told me, we were at lunch, we were all together with the family, you know, with Lex and everybody, and I say, well, you know, I take the multivitamin. She goes, Joe, your body, and I talked about antioxidants, by the way. I could talk about this for hours, and I want to go to Joe Borelli in a second, but I get so excited when I tell you about Balance of Nature, because there's antioxidants. I would always take pycnogenol or these antioxidants. He goes, Joe, your body, the resveratrol and all these other fruits and vegetables are in Balance of Nature, and your body will adapt and not need those other things that you are taking. And that's exactly what's happening. Exactly what you got to try it. You got to try it. I could talk about it for hours, because I love things that are healthy that you could take that will stave off the free radicals in your body that we all have that cause cancer, colds, and everything else. The antioxidants that you need are in Balance of Nature, and I love you, and I want you to be healthy. So would you please call 800-246-8751, all right? 800-246-8751. You call or go online now, become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping, and we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order, all right? 800-246-8751, or you can start here, balanceofnature.com. Please remember the discount code, The Answer.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Radio. 729 right now. Joe Borelli's coming up in a second. Congressman Josh Gottheimer next hour. Greg Jarrett. You don't want to miss Greg either, man. He's got Fox News legal analyst. And he's got this great book called Witch Hunt, which is a must read. And Greg will break down exactly what's happening with the president of the United States and what the Democrats are trying to do. This another delusional thing they're trying to put upon us. Oh, my gosh. After the Mueller probe, still with the Ukraine now. Stop. And now I see on my new revised guest list, Gordon Chang. Well, you know, and I have to give a shout out, as I always do, to people that help us out on the show. And when I went over to a Neil Cavuto's show on Fox Business, I met Gordon Chang there. This was years ago. And I thank Mr. Cavuto, for having such great guests over there, because I always meet him in the green room, right? Like Madison Jesioto, I met at Neil's show. So Gordon is spectacular. We're going to talk about Hong Kong and the NBA. You don't want to miss Gordon Chang. That's in the 8 o'clock hour as well. And then Sal DeVoy's Valentinetti is with us. Hey, Joe Borelli's right here with us now. Joey, how are you, Joe Borelli? And
Good morning.
Thank you for calling the show. Go ahead. You're going to the White House next week, I know.
Put me down as someone who loves Gordon Chang too, though, Joe.
Yeah, I tell you, he's amazing. And after all this NBA, bluster on when they get mad at the president, or they always pontificate about how bad we are or how bad the president is, and he goes back and forth with the players. As soon as China says something, oh, they get scared, Joey. They run for the hills.
Right.
I mean, come on.
It's so incredible. It's incredible to watch.
And Gordon Chang will break that down for us. When I got the call from the White House, I said, the first thing I said is, well, Joe Borelli's down there, because you were so gracious, and they love you down at the White House. And Joe took us around. I told you this. You're listening. I thought Joe Borelli took us around. We went inside the White House with all his friends over there. And now you're going next Wednesday. They're doing a real nice tribute to the Italian Americans. So they asked me, and I put down Arthur Idala's name. I said, you got to get Arthur down there. I put my family down. Now, I haven't heard back. They said, the email maybe got lost. I'm telling you what, I'm going to end up not being there. So please have a good time and tell them, Piscopo sends their best. Would you do that for me, Joey? Huh?
I certainly will, and I'll take a picture of a little place mark meant for Joe Piscopo at the dinner table, and then I'll send you the picture, and then it'll at least prove everybody right that you're supposed to be there.
I mean, only me. They go, oh, my Lord. So weird to be. Anyway, you could just give me a good mention down there. Hey, Joe, what about this Cabrini float in the Columbus Day Parade, man? How great is that? How great is that, huh? How great are the Italians?
Oh, it's so funny. It really is so funny. And this issue, Joe, is just not going to go away. I know some people trying to do a press conference on Monday morning as well before the parade. This is an issue, this is the type of issue, rather, that just makes Bill de Blasio look so fundamentally bad, so fundamentally petty, so fundamentally misguided. It's just unsurprising that we've been talking about this now for a couple of weeks, and every week there seems to be some new twist and turn to it that keeps it on the front of our tongues.
It's so true. Now, what is the mayor saying about this? Is he addressing this? I'm sorry. It should have been taken care of. And it's like they are acting at City Hall. Like they don't acknowledge the Italian-American community, for crying out loud, which incenses me. And you know what? They're not acknowledging the Catholics. They're just absolutely disregarding the Catholics and the Italians. Am I right?
Well, that's what it was. And then the Cultural Affairs Commissioner, who happens to be a nice guy, was tasked to go out on Rosanna Scotto's show yesterday and come up with an explanation that didn't involve because Mother Cabrini was Italian and Catholic. And he basically couldn't do it. So they had a vote, right? They had a vote to figure out how we could diversify the city's statues, meaning we're going to add more women, more people of color. Nobody balked. Nobody cared. Nobody complained. That sounds like a nice thing. So they did it, and they had the vote. And, of course, we know Mother Cabrini won. And there is no other explanation, but they do not want to have a woman who is a Catholic, a woman who is an Italian-American, actually be part of this group of women who will represent the diversity of New York City. That is the only plausible reason, because the only plausible reason they're putting more statues is to celebrate the diversity of New York City. So sad. It's so pathetic, and there just is no other reason. And what would it have cost them to just put in Another statue. Another one. Just throw one up there for Mother Teresa. I'm a Mother Cavini. It's not like she's a saint. I mean, she's literally a saint.
Yeah, it's so true. And again, if there was somebody, and I, what I always do, too, and I speak to you listening, if you think about the Catholic saints, that it's a saint, that it's a religion, and you don't want to stay on the religious aspect of it, if it was from somebody else, another religion, if that person came into the United States of America and did as much for America that Mother Cabrini did, for the immigrants, by the way, and you have to look up what this woman did. I mean, what a courageous, I don't know how she got around the country like she did. I told you, I was in Colorado. There's a Mother Cabrini shrine, you know. So this is something that the mayor really should revisit because it's absolute disrespectful. But, Joey, you know what's great about and it's nice to see the Catholics stick together, but the Italian-Americans particularly. When Chaz Palminteri gets mad, I mean, you know, and Chaz spoke out saying you need Mother – this is racist, Chaz said this, right? Chaz is going to go to City Hall. He's going to lock the door and go, now you can't leave. That's what he's going to – you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I would love to see the faces on the city council, you know, as the old fans around them.
Yeah, Chaz walks into City Hall. Now you just can't leave. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Joe, you're running for public advocate.
If I was Chaz Palminteri, I would lock the door everywhere I go. Every room I walk in, I'd say that every time I walk in somewhere.
Yeah.
I want to see my cardiologist. I'd lock the door. Now you can't leave.
Instill fear in everyone. You're running for public advocate. You came out with a fascinating proposal yesterday. You said there should be a law enforcement presence on the Civilian Complaint Review Board. How would that work, Joe?
Look, so the right now, November this year, the city can vote on whether to expand the number of people on the CCRB to 15 from 13. Right now, the public advocate doesn't have an appointee. If this passes, he or she will. Right now, there's only three people with law enforcement backgrounds appointed by the commissioner of the police department to be on the CCRB. So the balance of people with law enforcement experience is 3 out of 13 right now, and it'll be 3 out of 15 in the future. Since I'm unable to appoint someone specifically with a law enforcement background, I propose that if I'm elected public advocate, I'll actually nominate the spouse or a parent or maybe a child or something like that of a law enforcement officer, so that at least one person on that panel, every time they approach a case, will approach it from the perspective of someone who wants more than anything else for that cop to return home safely. Someone who had to wait up at night for their son to come home from working at a police store. Now, this is not to say they shouldn't be objective and weigh the cases and do their actual job, but I want someone with a pro-law enforcement perspective to be on that committee.
Yeah, God bless you for that. Great idea. Before we let you go, Joe Borelli on the line with us. Joe, so Hillary jumping back in the race, did you hear yesterday? Saying, oh, I could beat him again. What was that, man? What was that?
Our friend Neil Cavuto and I, we both agree. We think this is a real thing. I mean, you know, someone is floating these trial balloons. It's either from Team Hillary who wants to see if there's an opening, or it's someone who's dissatisfied with the current crop of candidates. It may be someone in the camp Biden who realizes that old corn pop Joe is not as quick with the right hook as he used to be. You know, so there someone is orchestrating these little trial balloons. When you think about 2016 and you realize why they cleared the deck for Hillary Clinton, it was so offensive as a voter, as a person who believes in democracy.
Yeah.
Then you meet these 2020 candidates and you're like, you know, it kind of makes sense. But I welcome it. I can't wait for it. And if it happens, we'll just have to beat her again.
All right. Joe Borelli right there. He is the man, Minority Whip for the New York City Council, columnist for The Hill, and Republican candidate for New York City Public Advocate. Joe, always appreciate your time. Give our love to the family, and we'll see you soon, Joe Borelli.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. 7:38 right now with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. Frank is here, and Debbie is here, and Big Al is here. He's an island unto himself.
That's right.
It is the Piscopo Peninsula, and it is the Gatulo Island. Island Gatulo right now with the news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970,
The Answer.
54 degrees at 7:39. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. Bronx neighbors say they have had enough of driving down an unpaved street with potholes. They've been fighting with the city to finish a project on Underhill Avenue that has a gaping hole that drivers find hard to navigate. They say they've called 311 dozens of times to complain, but nothing has been done to finish paving the street and fix the potholes. Residents of northern New Jersey facing a wet, windy day as a coastal storm continues to turn offshore, and it's going to be raining in other places, not just in New Jersey. National Weather Service says the storm will bring heavy rain and gusty winds to the entire northeast. That includes Bergen, Essex, Hudson, Passaic, and Union counties. Temperatures will dip below 60 degrees today as rain falls after noon, and winds blow between 30 and 40 miles per hour. Not that it's beach weather, but New Jerseyans should keep in mind that a coastal flood advisory ends this morning at 11 a.m. One of them becomes a coastal flood watch. There'll also be a watch on Long Island as well. We'll get more from Joe Lundberg in about 10, 15 minutes from now. In sports, Flyers shut out the Devils 4-0. Tonight, the Yankees will find out who they're playing in the ALCS. The Bronx Bombers will play either the Astros or Rays. Game one of that best-of-seven series will start Saturday. Tampa Bay faces off against Houston tonight to determine that winner of the best-of-five series. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Northern State westbound at Roslyn Road. They just cleaned up an accident there. Traffic is moving slowly for you on the LIE West getting out toward Casino Boulevard. About 5 minutes in over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Grand Central Parkway eastbound at Parsons Boulevard. That's a collision. Still very solid on the Staten Island Expressway East 440 out through the Verrazano Bridge. At the Verrazano Bridge, Brooklyn bound, we're getting reports of an accident on the upper level. Cross Bronx east out by Jerome Avenue. A collision there. And over at the inbound GWB, about 50 minutes into the upper, 35 to the lower, Lincoln 30, Holland about 30 minutes in as well. Traffic is still moving slowly on Corbin Street at Tyler Street in Port Newark with a disabled truck. And traffic is moving a little bit slowly southbound Thruway getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Partly cloudy today, again with periods of rain. High today of 67. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. I'm so proud to announce that my dear friends at Trinitas Regional Medical Center have a brand new center dedicated to women. Together with the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation, they recently opened the new Center for Excellent Breast Care, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. Here, every woman is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment, regardless of her ability to pay. And there's even a breast navigator available to guide women through every aspect of their care. This is a state-of-the-art center staffed with a full complement of breast health specialists that features the latest technology and, most importantly, is a welcoming, safe environment for every woman who walks through their doors. If you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984, 908-994-5984, or visit their website at trinitasrmc.org.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, wherever the mission takes us, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for our nation, for us all. The few, the proud, the Marines.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Tony, goodbye.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. I'm doing Frankie. I
love an Al Jolson or an Eddie Cantor reference.
I do that for Frankie.
You have,
Frankie,
yeah, thank you.
The family of Frankie. Al Jolson is now following me on Twitter.
There you go. I tell you, Frankie loves, he's an old, when you say old soul, I always think somebody from like, the Greatest Generation, you know, from us baby boomers were an old
But when
soul,
you do that song, Joe, you have to do it in blackface, like Justin Trudeau.
Oh, yeah. did he get the makeup from Justin?
But when you think of Old Soul with Frank, you think of Teddy Roosevelt era, the late 1800s.
Rudy Valley, man. Another generation. Hey, I'll tell you what. We have so many law firms listen, and so many doctors that listen and punch us in to the sound system in there. Which we, by the way, we appreciate that so very, very much. And if you're listening and you're in waiting for the doctor, waiting for the lawyer, or something, or if certainly if you run these law firms, we have a lot of nice men and women who listen and just actually run these offices. You want the ultimate corporate party? You got to go on Franz Toucher Class. I'm telling you, it is so impressive. By the way, you know, if you want to make an engagement to something like that, I would really, if I ever got married again, I think I would call Fran and I would say, let's do a little boat thing. Just she and I, whoever that is. And I go past the Statue of Liberty. I drop to my knee. I do a little thing. You know, I get my diamond from Parian and Sons. I'm just saying. And I would go to Fran's Toucher Class. This is great. And by the way, Fran can accommodate with her beautiful yachts. She has these incredible yachts. First class all the way, fully insured. She can accommodate from 2 to 1,000 guests. So I'm telling you, for a corporate party, this is what you at least got to try it. Would you go to franstouchofclass.com, please? franstouchofclass.com. These beautiful yachts, to die for yachts that are beautiful, are Coast Guard certified. And again, fully insured. The cuisine is great. The delicious cuisine. And Fran will fill you in on everything you need to know. Here's a number for Fran's Touch-A-Class. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400. Or, again, franstouchofclass.com.
Eric Metaxas. The show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
The plane.
What is that? The plane? What is that?
It's island theme. Gilligan's Island, Fantasy
the Island. The island. That's right. Am I Ricardo Montalbán? Is that maybe? Like that?
That's right.
Okay.
So I'm Hervé Villachez. Thank you. The plane.
You know, hey, Joe on the radio, great to have you with us on AM 970. The Answer is 746 right now. See, if I did get married and I went on to Franz Toucher Class, I would have to be on the Jersey side. I would ask Captain Fred, I'd like to take us on the Jersey side. So it's technically New Jersey.
Oh, by the way, thanks to Al's hard work, you are now officially born in New Jersey, according to the Star Ledger.
Yes.
That's great. What happened? Did somebody put something out?
They changed the color. Brett Johnson, the person who had tweeted out the initial thing, their editor's corrected.
Nice kid, by the way. Nice kid.
But he says to sail.
Yeah, give him my very
best. Meanwhile, if he didn't change the color, would know he wouldn't be.
Yeah,
nice
he was kid. On Ellis
but
Island.
Frankie, is this our social media? Is that our social media thing? Al, is that what? That's our social media.
You don't follow me anymore, so what do you care?
The station is actually hiring a social media director to assist Al with his social media.
We get paid.
Well, I know what to get Al for Christmas, and it's the Jesus shoe because apparently
you're going to spend $3,000 on those shoes. God bless you.
If you would wear a New York company made the Nikes, which have been dubbed the Jesus shoe, they not only have a holy water straight from the Jordan River in see-through soles, but also a crucifix in the laces, red insoles, and a Bible verse describing Jesus walking on water. The shoes sold for $3,000 a pair and were gone within minutes of debuting online. Praise Jesus, Al. Mm-hmm. Praise Jesus. So wait, did Nike make these, Frankie?
Well, no. They're a custom. It's a custom-made shoe. So they're a Nike shoe, but this guy designed them and made, you know, obviously modified the shoe. My issue is, how's the water staying in there? Like, what happens if somebody cuts it or whatever? Does the water come out? Like, what, you know?
I don't know. And if Nike did design it, it would be Kaepernick, not Jesus, on the thing. You know, that's a shot at Nike. So please, you know,
$3,000? Would you pay $3,000 for a shoe?
Can you do your magic and send me a picture of that? I want to see that. Would I spend $3,000 for a shoe?
Listen,
okay, I'll follow you.
No,
if you,
I'm kidding.
You're going to bribe me. If you follow Jesus, I will follow you, Al.
Now, would you really like that? You're taking his name in vain. I mean, really.
I'm not. I'm serious. Follow Jesus, I will follow you on Twitter. Come
you
on.
Wouldn't let him, you wouldn't let him wash your feet if he was here on Earth. You'd wear his shoes.
Let me wash your feet, son.
No.
Can I have some? You got some Duracell on there? Jesus, do you mind?
Excuse me.
Let me show you. It's a thing. It really is the ultimate disinfectant. Can you mind? No. So they listen. They not only have
who
water,
do you think
listen.
Made the original disinfectant, Joe?
Oh God! Oh, Walk on Durasania. Can you not only have
That's terrible.
I could walk on that Piscopo. Let me wash your feet. Shut up. I'm washing your feet now. Not only did they have holy water straight from the Jordan and see through it, but also a crucifix. And I love this.
I can send you a picture of this, but it's not the best picture in the world. So apparently it's a pair of all white Nike Air Max 97s that have been injected with holy water sourced from the Jordan River.
I love this. That's a great idea.
So I guess it's in the sole at the bottom of the shoe. The water is in there.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But they're sold out anyway, right?
Yeah, well, it's sold out in minutes. So now you're going to go on the secondary market. You're probably going to pay tens of thousands of dollars.
All right. Hey, 749. We're going to break. There's so much to get into. I don't know where to begin, but I think we've said pretty much everything. Don't listen to the impeachment situation. Oh, my gosh, it's so crazy. Joe Biden is out there, and he's going after the president. And did you notice the American flags, Frankie Five Boroughs, behind Joe Biden yesterday when he spoke? Oh, they had a more presidential dup. They had the American flag, boom, 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 boom. And he put a tie on. And now, you know, look, we're done.
Fairness, he always wears the tie.
No, he doesn't. No. He has the open collar. I'm Joe, regular guy Joe. When they want to dress up a candidate, put a tie on him. God forbid.
You know who never wears a necktie is my congressman Max Rose, and he even when he was running, he didn't wear a tie. And the funniest thing I had ever seen is we had Nick Langworthy on our show the day after he did this rally outside outside of Max Rose's office, and I hadn't seen the footage until right after we had him on. But he said, you know, I'm going to raise $15 to buy Max Rose a tie. So when he goes to Congress, he can wear a tie. That was pretty funny.
Great line. Yeah. Hey, Joe on the radio, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:50 right now. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The answer, good morning, Debbie Duhaime.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning, everybody. Actually. Let's see what's happening on the 1 train. Uptown 1 train delays with some signal problems, guys. Also, we're seeing some delays as you take a ride to the Hudson Bergen light rail. They're trying to get things back on track. Should be back on track shortly. Inbound side of the GWB, getting reports of an accident now on the approach to the upper level. So watch for delays of about 15 minutes into the upper level, lower level about 35, Lincoln 35 to 40, Holland about 40 minutes in from 1 and 9, a little bit better from the turnpike. We're still seeing stop-and-go traffic as you take a ride to the Staten Island Expressway. It's solid as you head eastbound getting out toward the Verrazano. The accident at the Verrazano Bridge is on the Brooklyn-bound upper level, so watch for delays there. Still busy on the eastbound BQE up toward the Battery Tunnel. And over on the Cross Bronx East at Jerome, an accident there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager sees the poisoning of America.
There is no institution the left doesn't poison. Universities, high schools, elementary schools, orchestras, art museums, late night television, football. There is nothing the left doesn't poison. Liberals actually still believe their enemy is the right, not the left. They'll learn, unfortunately, if the left comes to power, they'll be squashed along with the conservatives.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Rich DeMarco with the Army Football Minute. The Army football team on Saturday travels to Western Kentucky, looking to bounce back from last weekend's setback to Tulane and pick up its fourth win of the season. Head coach Jeff Munkin says the defensive focus this week is tackling and getting off blocks.
Those two things, which are fundamentals and effort and making a play. Both of those things have a lot to do with the opponent. When the opponent does a good job blocking you, it's harder to get off the blocks. When the opponent is talented and has ability to run through tackles or run by you, you have more of a tendency to miss tackles.
It's Army at Western Kentucky on Saturday. Kickoff is at 7 with airtime on sister station AM 570 WMCA beginning at 6:30 with Black Knights game day. Army football tickets for all remaining home games are on sale now. Get yours today. Call 877-TIX-ARMY or visit armygameday.com. With the Army Football Minute, I'm Rich DeMarco.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. The Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
ADP isn't just in the payroll business. We're in the people business, helping companies find them, train them, and empower them by clearing the way for them to do their best work. Because when your people thrive, your business thrives with them. HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people, so you and your company can achieve what you're working for. Learn more at design.adp.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Connors and Sullivan. Connors and Sullivan. You know, an article in Forbes magazine advises readers to make sure they develop a complete plan and double-check beneficiary designations. Hello. If you're not sure what that means, please call Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law. They'll walk you through it. They are so great at helping folks like me navigate through these complex matters. Connors and Sullivan will help you identify the best solution when it comes to wills, to trusts, to powers of attorney, healthcare proxies, right? If you don't think you need one of these, let me tell you, everybody needs one. I did it. I went over to Connors and Sullivan. It was so easy. Lisa and the team over there are waiting for you to call right now for a free consultation with one of the lawyers over there at Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. It's 718-238-6500. You know, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind regarding your financial legacy that you have worked so hard your whole life for. 718-238-6500. And listen, please, to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors himself on the radio. You can catch him right here on AM 970 The Answer at 11 a.m. or Saturday at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970 The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Joe Lundberg is our meteorologist from the Weather Answer Desk, 756 right now. Joe, what rain coming in? What time, Joey?
I think there can be a sprinkle at any time this morning. Just looking at the radar, there's nothing of consequence nearby. But there's going to be some more rain coming in from out of Cape Cod and through Rhode Island and across Connecticut and Long Island. So this afternoon, we're going to see some light rain at times, and that'll last into tonight. And then most of it goes away tomorrow with nothing more than a leftover shower.
Okay, so it's going to be kind of rainy. What are they talking about, this big storm coming in?
It's just a big storm that's off the coast, and it's just sitting there, and it just keeps throwing moisture at us. So we're just not going to see any sun the next couple of days. It'll be windy over the next 36 hours and cool. And every now and then it'll rain, particularly this afternoon into tonight. And then tomorrow, most of the rain moves away. Saturday's a drier day. We get into the mid to upper 60s. And the sunniest day of the next four, going to be Sunday, without question.
All right. And now, Demi, Columbus Day Monday in New York City, Joey, I think it's going to be, close to 70 degrees, correct?
60s for sure, maybe 70 degrees. And it looks like it's going to be a partly sunny day. A nice day for Columbus Day. By the way, our allergy report today, brought to you by Balance of Nature, is low.
Well done, Joe Lundberg. Thank you so much, Joe. We appreciate it very much always. 757, Joe is our marathon man meteorologist. And I worry about Monday. You know, it's Columbus Day. So, man, oh, man, we wanted it to be a nice day. We will be broadcasting live right there. Come on in. Celebrate. When you celebrate Columbus Day and you celebrate the Italian-Americans, in my mind, and when we're on TV, we're going to be on ABC Channel 7 in New York. You can go to abc7.com and get them online. You can watch the feed as people do around the country. I think we broadcast in New York. We broadcast in Philadelphia as well, and up in Hartford, Connecticut, I believe. And out in the Lehigh Valley as well. But you know what? It's when it celebrates the ethnicity of this country. That's every time I'm on TV and I'm with the great Maria Bartiromo, who is so great to be with. And Kenny Rosato is going to be with us. I think Valerie Smaldone will be introducing the great acts on the stage. We celebrate ethnicity everywhere. That is the foundation, the fabric of this country. You know, all races, all religions, all ethnicities. cities, you know, and we do it through the eyes of the Italian Americans on Monday. And that's what we, that's why we want to keep Columbus Day. That's why we don't only celebrate what the Italians fought for. It's what you fought for, what your family fought. We can't start taking this away. You can't forget who bought us. You know, our boss, Jerry Crowley, always says, remember who took you to the party, right? And then the Italians helped build this great country. The disrespect they're trying to show to us now, I just don't have any patience for anymore. So we're going to celebrate. In the name of God Almighty, we're going to celebrate Columbus Day and all the Italian Americans on Monday. Piscopo in the morning. Greg Jarrett coming up. Congressman Josh Gottheimer. Piscopo in the morning. Coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
55 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. NYPD cops are searching for a man who threw a lit Molotov cocktail at the Masonic Hall in the Flatiron District late last night. Fire went out before the building on 24th Street and 6th Avenue could catch fire. Firefighters raced to the scene around midnight, but the flames from the lit bottle were already doused. Police say the wanted man was wearing a gray sweatshirt and green track pants. The building, which covers an entire city block, has been open since 1873.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.